So I do rockabilly, but then I also do rockabilly and a whole bunch of other stuff. Classic American songbook from, you know, a few decades ago. But I don't just cover old songs. I write new songs in those styles. So rockabilly, if you're completely unaware of what it is, I would say it's just that wild, crazy music that came out of the South in the 50s, early Elvis Presley, people like Gene Vincent, Eddie Cochran, Wanda Jackson, just sort of a wild rock and roll music that came out of country and blues.
Okay, and from what I was gathering from just reading a little bit about your bio, was that you were born and raised in Columbia, Missouri, and you kind of had an early interest in that kind of music. What do you like about it?
Well, for me, it's interesting because, you know, I've toured all over the world, and you can be in Japan, or you can be in Europe, or you can be in Australia, you can be anywhere in the United States or Canada, and if you play a Johnny Cash song, people just get it, you know? It just kind of hits them in sort of a visceral place in their gut, and you don't really have to explain it. People just understand it, and that's what I like about this kind of music. But it's just the sort of music that hits people at a certain level where they just understand it and they're there to have a good time.
Now, you don't just perform and play music, but you're kind of a historian. You also have your own guitar. You created your own type of guitar.
That's right, yeah. There's a small company in Maryland called the Hallmark Guitar Company, and they do a signature model guitar with me.
Why did you want to create your own?
Basically because there wasn't anything available on the market today that had the sort of features that I was looking for. And I'm into a lot of weird old vintage guitars, and I really like a certain brand called Moserite that's been out of business for many years. And I always thought that there was a guitar that was somewhere in between a Moserite and a Fender Telecaster that would be a really good combination. And that's basically the idea for the signature model.
Okay. What about the band that you're performing with here in Petersburg, Rockabuoys?
It's a group of Alaska musicians that that Reber Stein set me up with.
You're able to play with kind of whoever.
Correct, yeah. I do a lot of flyouts and play with different bands. And, you know, I've been doing it long enough in the States and in Europe and Australia and places like that that I have musicians that I've worked with a bunch of times. And it's not a big deal, but I've actually never worked with these guys before. So we rehearsed yesterday, and we're going to rehearse again today, and I'm sure that the shows will be great.
And speaking of the show, do you think that this music or your show would appeal to all ages?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun, danceable type of music. So if you're in the mood to have fun and dance around, then absolutely you will have fun. If you like going to see music that, you know, makes you want to stare at the floor and be depressed, then you probably will hate it.